This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome, Chris Switz with you. Back in 1966, a Western movie was released starring a very young-looking Clint Eastwood. It became a classic story of three gunslingers in search of stolen gold buried somewhere in the desert. And of course it was the good, the bad and the ugly, the three men going about their conniving ways and double-crossing each other. So you had three characters in this movie. The ugly, named Tuco, played by Eli Wallach, the bad, and he was named Sentenza, Lee Van Cleef, and then there was the good, he was Blondie, played, of course, by Clint Eastwood. It's a well-known story, liked by a lot of people who watched it, and the movie actually launched Clint Eastwood into stardom. But I thought about those three words, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and I realised that it's all about the choices we make in life. You know, life is like a road. There are long, short roads, smooth, rocky, crooked, straight paths. And in our life, many roads would come our way, ones that lead to fame and fortune on one hand, or perhaps isolation, loneliness, or even poverty on the other. And there are roads to happiness, as there are roads to sadness, victory, jubilation. And then, of course, you've got the roads that lead to victory and disappointment. Well, there are detours, crossroads in life. We make decisions. And of course, if we were to be honest here, not every decision's a good one. It might be bad or ugly, actually. And as we look at our own lives, if we're honest, we would see a bit of those three words in our own lives. Life's a series of choices, and we can choose wisely or unwisely as we're faced with certain situations and priorities. And sometimes we make the wrong decision. Hopefully, we'll learn from that in order to make better choices in the future. So what's happening in our life right now is in a large part determined by the choices we've made in the past. And if you follow that through, our future will be determined by the choices that we make today. So one day or one action might seem, well, not very important. But when we put it all together, it can actually have a big impact on our life. And one of the great things about the Bible is that it contains the stories of real people like you and me. And some really did modeled faithfulness. But there were others. There was hypocrisy, evil, and there was bad stuff. David, actually, if you think of David, the old story, the Clint Eastwood Western I'm talking about, with David, we see the good, the bad, and the ugly. I mean, he was a good man. Samuel anoints king. David is the king, future king for Israel. He defeats the Philistine giant Goliath. King Saul invites David into his court. You know, he becomes a king, a musician, a songwriter. But on the other hand, King Saul becomes insanely jealous of David and tries to kill him. And David lives as a fugitive for 10 years, running away from Saul. So David's own men talk of killing him. But the ugly things happen. David commits adultery with Bathsheba and arranges for her husband to be killed so the affair could be covered up. And God disciplines David for his sin by allowing the baby that was conceived to die. David's daughter, Tamar, is raped by one of her brothers, Amon, and Absalom leads a coup against David, and David has to flee to Jerusalem. So it becomes an ugly story. David, he was an incredible man from the mountaintops, if you like, in his life to the lows. And yet, through all this, God never abandoned David, and David came back to God. So, of course, we've all, I think, done good or bad things in our lives. We've suffered bad things at the hands of other people, and our actions have brought consequences. And yet, here it is. If you've committed your life to Jesus Christ, God has been with you the whole time, not just in the good or the bad, but in the ugly as well. Because it says in Acts 10:34, God does not show favoritism. God told Joshua, as I was with Moses, so I'll be with you. I'll never leave you. Have a look at Romans chapter 8 sometimes. And when David was an old man, he said, I was young. When he looked back, I'm old, and yet I've never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. The grace of God, it's there. Thank you, Lord. There are things that are good, bad, and ugly, and yet, Lord, you are there in the midst of all the seasons of life. Thank you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.